Like I said before, I had an idea for something else I wanted to talk about in connection to Lag BaOmer. And then last night, I was looking at a luach regarding something else, and I saw that Lag BaOmer will not fall on Sunday for another 7 years. So I figured, if not now, when? Who knows what's going to be in 7 years? So we need to discuss these halachos for this seemingly rare. It depends on the calendar. Sometimes it's every other year, sometimes it's once in 7 years. But this is going to be a long time until we have a Lag BaOmer on Sunday. And the halachos are a little bit different regarding what we do tomorrow and the days leading up and Lag BaOmer itself. So let's discuss these different halachos. And at the end, we'll discuss how it affects what goes on in Eretz Yisrael and the running of the festivities on Lag BaOmer. So the first easiest thing is that Mincha on Shabbos, there is no Sidkascha, obviously, because the next day is going to be Lag BaOmer, and Erev, the day that has Kedushas Hayom, we do not say Tachanun, since there's no Tachanun. So the Levush writes in Taf Tzadi Gimel Dalet that we don't say Tzidkascha at Shabbos that precedes when Lag BaOmer falls on Sunday. That is not controversial at all. Everyone can agree to that. Let's move on to the next issue, and that is shaving. What is the deal with shaving in this situation? So let's first discuss the opinion we don't hold like, and then we'll go to the opinion that we do follow. So the opinion we don't follow is the Maharil. If you see over here, the Maharil writes in the Dina Yavim Shvein Pesach LeShavuos in Osches. He says, "V'gam imchal Lag BaOmer b'yom Aleph. If Lag BaOmer falls on Sunday, lo hitu legalech be'erev Shabbos telefonav." The Maharil, who we very often paskin like, said clearly, we do not allow shaving on erev Shabbos. Dugmas Avel shimchal shloshim shalo b'Shabbos. Megalech be'erev Shabbos, right? What's the example? If an Avel has his Shloshim fall on Shabbos, so he'll shave on erev Shabbos. V'imchalu halamed be'echad b'Shabbos. But if the Shloshim of the Avel falls on Sunday, asur galech be'erev Shabbos. They don't allow him to shave on Friday if his Shloshim is going to fall on Sunday. We don't find such an idea. So if all of the halachas of Sfira are being learned down from Avelis, so he says, Hachinami lo shna v'shneim shavim d'shneim rak minhaga. They're both minhagim. They're both minhagi Avelis, and therefore there should not be any different. And says the Ma'aril without question, what would be the logical reason to say that we should shave on Friday if Lag BaOmer is on Sunday? If I wouldn't do it for an Avel, which is seemingly the similar case to this. This is cited by the Elia Rabbah in Taf Tzadi Gimel as well, agreeing with the Ma'aril. Because of this point, which we don't pass them like, so Rav Ephraim Glinbat writes in the Rav Ephraim in Chelek Aleph in Shin Lam Ches, that even though this is not the minhag, if a person does not shave tomorrow, if a person does not shave on Erev Shabbos, we don't consider it to be a zilzal of Shabbos, that he's not being mechabed Shabbos, because you can always say, I'm relying on the Maharil for not shaving, right? We'll see the argument the other way. But he says, if for no reason a person is supposed to shave tomorrow, because he generally shaves for Shabbos, and something happens that he's not shaving tomorrow, and he decides not to, it's not considered a desecration to the covenant of Shabbos, because you can always rely on this opinion of the Maharil. Who disagrees? The Mahari Vile. The Mahari Vile, also contemporary of Chachme Ashkenaz, writes in Simon Nud Aleph. Lag BaOmer b'yom echad. When Lag BaOmer falls on Sunday, hitarti l'saper b'yom vav l'fanav. I allow people to shave on Erev Shabbos. V'raya. And my proof is from the exact thing, just the opposite way. The Hitter Maharam, the Maharam Mirodenburg, allowed La'avil Shira Yom Lamed B'Shabbos. There was an Avel whose 30th day fell on Shabbos. L'chotz B'Yom Vav. He allowed him to shower for pleasure, right? During Shloshim, you're not supposed to shower for pleasure. They allowed him to shower for pleasure on that Erev Shabbos. Kevan Deleika Ela Minhag Ba'alma. Because, again, these Minhagim are minhagim, and therefore there's room to be lenient. Mashalo nagu shal lirchot toch lamed, which we would not allow a person to shower within Shloshim itself. V'hachinami, so to hear. Afal gav de Lag BaOmer b'yom echad, even though Lag BaOmer is falling on Sunday. Mikom makom hachaleika filo minhag, it is a minhag. Ela miktas b'neyad de machmirim, and the minhag, many people are machmir when it comes to Lag BaOmer, and therefore he says, in this regard as well, since we find that the Maharam allowed the person to shower and be lenient when you were almost there, and it was coming seemingly l'kavod Shabbos, and therefore we'll allow it over here. And then he says, V'chein shemati, shemarenu Rav Chizkiya Zal, of some town, I guess, somewhere in Germany that I can't pronounce, Hitzer Gamkein, he also allowed this as well. And this is what is cited by the Ramah Lahalacha. The Ramah cites this Lahalacha, and we'll get to that in a moment. Let's discuss the reasoning and the source for this. So he brings, again, the Maharam who allowed it, but what exactly is the underpinning of this Hetzer to shave when it's not Lag Bomer yet? When push comes to shove, Erev Shabbos, tomorrow, is not Lag Bomer. So what are we doing exactly? What exactly are we accomplishing? So there are two Mahalchim to explain the Hetzer. One is very complicated, and one is very simple. Let's begin with the complicated one now. So this is based on one line in the Bir Hagra. The Bir Hagra over here cites the Gemara Moikatim Yedzayin Rebeis. What does the Gemara say? Quick background. There is a machlokas in Hilchas Avelus regarding how a Yontif cuts off Shloshim, or Shiva. So the machlokas is between the Chachamim and Abba Shaul. The Chachamim say that you only cut off Shloshim when the eighth day of Avelus falls before the Yontif, and you're able to shave on that day. If you can't, if you don't do something, if you don't have a Nihugi Avelus, if you don't actually do something before the Yontif begins, and it's not the eighth day, then it doesn't cut off Shloshim, and Shloshim will continue afterwards. We don't pass on like that opinion. We follow Abba Shaul. Abba Shaul tells us that if it's any time after Shiva and Yontif comes, then it cuts off Shloshim, and that's the end of the discussion. That's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, like Abba Shaul. But let's pretend for a moment, that we pass in like the Chachamim. So look at this Gemara here, Moikatan Dak Yitzayin Mabeis. Amar Ravina Bar Shilo. Halacha ka Abba Shaul. The halacha is like Abba Shaul, that it's clear that once the Shiva has passed, the seventh day has passed, and Yontov is going to come, even if it's on the seventh day itself, because of the concept of Mixas Hayom Kukulo, a partial day of Avelus is considered the whole day, and Yontov is enough to cut it off. So we'll say that's enough to end Yontov. But the Chacham Mar Moda to Abba Shaul, B'shechal Shmini Shalol Yos B'Shabbos, let's say the person's eighth day that is supposed to get him out of Yontov falls on Shabbos. And that means Shabbos is also what? Shabbos is Erev Yontov. So his eighth day where he's supposed to shave and get him out of Shloshim through Yontif cutting it off, how am I going to shave? What am I going to do? The Chacham says I have to shave, or else it's not going to cut it off. So how am I going to get there if I can't shave on Shabbos? So what do the Chacham say? So Lios b'Shabbos Erev HaRegel, Shemutu l'galeach b'Erev Shabbos. They allow him to shave on Erev Shabbos, and that will be enough to cut off the Yontif, for Yontif to cut off the Avelus, according to the Chacham. Again, we don't pass him like that opinion, but this says the Vilna Gaon, this is our source. Why is this our source? We see from here, when the Kedushas Hayom cannot occur because something related to the Kedushas Hayom cannot occur because Shabbos is in the way, what are we allowed to do? Kick it forward a day, says the Gra, perfect example, case closed. Comes Rabbi Soloveitchik in the Shirman Avelus and says, no, case is not closed. The two things are not comparable. So Rabbi Soloveitchik says that when you shave before Shabbos that falls before Yontif, that's because of Kavod HaRegel, that I can't shave for the Regel, right? In the case of the Gra, the case in Moikatan, what was the issue there? I don't have the opportunity to shave L'Kavod HaRegel, whatever the Regel, the holiday may be, because it's going to be Shabbos on a technicality. So what should I do? Shave Erev Shabbos. But what about Lag BaOmer? Says Rabbi Soloveitchik, why are the two comparable? If I can't shave for Erev Shabbos, if I can't shave for Lag BaOmer, in this case, then just shave on Lag BaOmer. Meaning if I don't shave on Erev Shabbos, then what's going to happen? Then Sunday's going to be Lag BaOmer, and then what? You'll shave anyway. So ask Rabbi Soloveitchik, what is the comparison between the two cases? What does A have to do with B? One is a technicality that I can't shave, and therefore I kick it forward. And the other says, well, you're supposed to shave on Lag BaOmer anyway, so just shave on Sunday. What is the Gra comparing the two? So Rabbi Soloveitchik explains as follows. He says that the Gra understands that when you shave in the above case, in the Gemara Ma'ikatan, it's not because of Kavod HaRegel. It's not because of the honor to the upcoming Pesach, Shavuos or Sukkos. It's because of Kavod HaShabbos. The eighth day is the day that allows you to shave for the Regel. And the Koach, the strength that allows you to shave of the Regel, infuses that Shabbos with Kedusha. Right? When Shabbos is Erev Yontif, so then what happens is the Kedusha of Yontif goes into that Shabbos, and it makes that Shabbos extra holy for you, because it's Erev that Yontif, and therefore that Shabbos becomes, has the infusion of the Kedushas Yontif as well, and therefore you're allowed to shave because of the combination of the Shabbos and the Yontif occurring at the same time. So says Rabbi Soloveitchik, the same thing. When Lag BaOmer falls on Sunday, what do we say? The holiness of Lag BaOmer infuses that Shabbos beforehand. And therefore, L'kavod Shabbos Lag BaOmer, together, that's what allows you to shave. So says the Rav, it's the same idea. Both is simply combining the Kedushos of the 2 days that run to one another, and it's really L'kavod that Shabbos that has the Kedusha of Lag BaOmer that runs into it. That's Rabbi Soloveitchik's complicated explanation. We'll leave that on the side. Rav Moshe Feinstein makes it very simple. Let's look at the Igros Moshe, or Rachaim Chelet Vav, in Simulab and Vav Os Beis. And he says very clearly, Keshechal Lag BaOmer B'Yom Rishon, when Lag BaOmer falls on Sunday, Hitzera Ramah Sham B'Siv Beis, L'Stapir Erev Shabbos Kodesh, B'Shum, Kavod Shabbos. You're allowed to shave because of Kavod Shabbos. V'Kavod Aso De'ein Mechabod HaShabbos, Shemestapim L'Chabod Lag BaOmer, T'Nachshav K'yantiv Shemar Ben Bo Simcha Shepasku, Melamos. V'Ein Mestapim Erev Shabbos Kodesh, L'Chabod Shabbos, V'Kdushas Yisayrim Lag BaOmer. He says, the answer is clear. What is it? What is Zilzul of Shabbos? I'm not going to shave for Shabbos, but I'm going to shave the day afterwards? What a chutzpah. What's greater, Shabbos or Lag BaOmer? Shabbos. How could I not shave for Shabbos, and then right after Shabbos, turn around and say, sorry, Shabbos, I couldn't shave for you, but Lag BaOmer, that I'll shave for. It can't be, says Rav Moshe. It's a Zilzul of Shabbos. It's not covered Shabbos to not shave. I think that's a much more clear, straightforward explanation that most of the poskim cite. Now, lahalacha, obviously we follow the Ramah, and everyone quotes the Ramah lahalacha, that we do shave tomorrow, Erev Shabbos. The Beis David.
Also the Sfaradim?
So the Beis David writes in Simon Reish Ches that the Sfaradim can also do this as well. You'll have to ask your local Sfaradi authority. The Sfaradim do this as well?
And Rabbi Billick wrote
Monday. Monday.
What? Monday, because they do Lad Bomer anyway. Yeah. So, I hear. Okay, so I have to ask your local Sephardic authority. Next, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach and the Halicha Shlomo and the Moadim says to take a haircut on Friday after Chatzos, because that is closer, and they're closer to the Shabbos itself, not to do it before. Similarly, if we're making comparisons to Avelos, so to write a person would not do anything that would need to get up from Avelos any time after Chatzos. So that's what Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, but that's not the minute.
Can walk after
what?
Some people don't walk.
Some people don't do Malacha Erev Shabbos. So, true. So, the Evan Yisrael, Rav Yisrael Yaakov Fisher, in his notes on his Mishnah Berurah, and Rav Yashiv in a number of Sfarim say, there's no Indian to wait after Chatzos. In fact, I didn't bring it here, but the Mishnah Berurah here writes in Simon Kuf Gimel, Bimchal Hamila B'Shabbos, if Bris Mila falls on Shabbos, Mutarim L'Histaper, the family is allowed to shave in preparation of the Bris Mila, Be'erev Shabbos, Afilu Kodim Chatzos, even before Chatzos. So the Mishnah Berurah himself says that when you're allowed to kick something earlier into Friday, allowed to shave, then you can do it at any time, even before Chatzos, and that certainly is the minhag. You can shave tomorrow morning, bright and early. The Ramah then says we're only allowed to cut hair on Lag BaOmer, but not on the night of Lag BaOmer. That's the halacha, right? We don't shave, even if Lag BaOmer fell on a Monday or a Wednesday, whatever it is. You don't shave the night of Lag BaOmer, you only shave during the day. And Rav Yashiv has quoted a number of Sfarim and saying that one should not shave on Motzei Shabbos when Lag BaOmer falls on Sunday as well. One should be careful not to shave until the day. And this is the sheet of Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach and Likla Shlomo and other poskim as well.
Are the other in Yandam Rav Avelos?
We will get to it. You're already steps ahead of me. We will get to that. So, nevertheless, I saw that Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky writes in the Kovitz Halachos on Pesach, on Sfiras Omer, that if you didn't cut your hair on Erev Shabbos, you can do it on Motzei Shabbos. If something happened you weren't able to, you can do it on Motzei Shabbos, but I think we should all be able to be near a razor of some sort by Erev Shabbos, so we don't have to rely on this, and we should not shave on Motzei Shabbos. Furthermore, certainly one would not shave tonight as well. That's certainly out of the question. Only should be tomorrow, Erev Shabbos. Next, Rav Ephraim Gleibat writes in the same Shuvas and Ruos Ephraim, signing a number of poskim who allow someone to shave on Thursday night if they cannot shave on Friday, and we said that that is not the halacha according to most poskim. What about weddings and other nihugei avelos? Can someone get married tomorrow or listen to music or things of that nature? So there are a number of tshuvos. The Elia Rabba writes here in Shulchan Aruch, in the tshuvos Rav Shlomo Kluger and the Alef HaShlomo, but better explained by the Divrei Malkiel in Chela Gimel and Simon Chaf Gimel. And he says that there were some people who allowed weddings on Friday when Lag BaOmer fell on Sunday. And he was very confused by this. And they made an extension. If we're allowed to shave on Friday, then we should be allowed to get married and do whatever we want as well on Erev Shabbos. However, he rejects this because what do the two things have to do with each other? Why do we shave? The Kavod Shabbos. I can't shave, you know, it's not proper, as he said, that a person should shave Motzei Shabbos, so we shave the Kavod Shabbos. What does that have to do with getting married? What does that have to do with listening to music? There's a specific heter because of the reality of not shaving that we allow shaving on Erev Shabbos. But what about everything else? There's no heter. It has nothing to do with anything. It's all because of this technicality. And therefore he says there's no connection to Kavod Shabbos, to have weddings, music, any of these things. The Taz himself says that Tisporis Kil Menesuin. On top of all this, cutting hair there's a greater leniency associated with it than anything else. So it's a kula on top of a kula that we allow this. And he suggests that it might be a possible heter b'shas hadchak, that person cannot get married on Sunday. They have to get married Erev Shabbos, whatever it is. We know that in Europe, very often they would get married Erev Shabbos because then people would cook and have the food and it would save money for people who would poor to have the Suda on Shabbos itself. But he says, in addition, if you do the chuppah Erev Shabbos, so then and you save the Nisu until afterwards, then maybe there's room for that, right? If you do the chuppah with the ring and you do the Kedushin before Shabbos, which is certainly appropriate, and you wait to do the yichud and the wedding party on Shabbos, maybe that also is a combined heter to allow it, because it's the nesuin, the marriage is not going to really finish up until Shabbos itself, and that might be another heter. But he says this should only be relied upon in extenuating circumstances, and he says, when we should make il shalo b'shas adchak, a person who's lenient about this when they don't need to be, Gadol ein lo yisod l'smochalav. He says, this person has nothing to rely upon, nothing going out of Shabbos besides shaving. As we said, this is cited by a number of other poskim as well. Let's turn now to Eretz Yisrael. The Rav of the Kotel and the Mekomos HaKadoshim and all the holy sites in Israel is Rav Shmuel Rabinovich. You have seen him in pictures next to a president or a pope. Whoever is visiting the Kotel, you'll see there's like a shorter rabbi with a very nice flush of black beard wearing a frock and a nice up hat. So that's Rav Shmuel Rabinovich, a man who certainly has the patience of Eov to deal with a lot of Nourishkeit around his holy sites. So he should be given a big yashar koach for doing his best to maintain the Kedusha and the holiness of the Mekomos HaKadoshim. So Rav Shmuel Rabinovich, I think by now has 3 volumes of tshuvos, but I only have Aleph and Beis. He has tshuvos called Sharei Tzion, in which he discusses all of the interesting halachos pertaining to the Kotel and other holy places and all different types of issues that you think about when you go to the Kotel, like, well, what do they do about this? Or can you walk in front of someone who's davening at the Kotel when there's 500 people there in the middle of Shemona Esrei? Or what about the video cameras when you're going down to the Kotel? And what about the putting your hands inside the Kotel to get the notes? And what do they do with the notes? All those things he discusses because that's his job. So he has tshuvos that he wrote and tshuvos from other gedolim in response to him, Rav Zalman Lechemer Gold, Rav Asher Weiss, Rav Shmuel Vazner, all different types of poskim writing back to him. So he discusses the following case. Sharei Tzion Chelek Aleph Simen Yud Dalet. And he says that when Lag BaOmer falls on Motzei Shabbos, so many people go to Meiron for Shabbos, right? You want to be there for the festivities right after Shabbos is over, and people will head up to Meiron for Shabbos. During the rest of the year, Meiron is empty. Nothing's going on there. But all of a sudden, you have thousands of people converging on this town for Shabbos. What's going to happen? It's not safe. So the police come, and the security come to make sure that things are safe. And when you do that, what's going to happen? That's going to lead to Chil Shabbos. You're going to Meiron on Erev Shabbos in preparation of Shabbos, that's going to be Erev Lag BaOmer, is going to cause all of these people to be Mechal Shabbos, rightfully so, Pikuach Nefesh, there needs to be security. It needs to maintain people, make sure there's food, make sure everyone is safe, make sure there's medical things to take care of. So they are correct in coming. But you put them in that place. Who told you to go to Meiron for Shabbos? Don't go to Meiron for Shabbos, he says, and then you won't have to cause people to be Mechal Shabbos to save you. That's the question that he has. So he begins this question of Lifnei Iver. Are you putting them in a situation where they have to violate Shabbos? Based on an event that occurred a few decades ago, where in Petach Tikva, Jews made hafganot. They made demonstrations regarding Chil Shabbos in Petach Tikva. So the Rav of Petach Tikva was Rav Moshe Malka, and he made a public declaration saying, no hafganot. There should not be any public demonstrations regarding Chil Shabbos on Shabbos. Going out into the streets, blocking the streets, going inside the movie theaters, things like that. Why? Because the more people that go in the streets, that causes the police to come out more, more security, more safety, and you're just causing a greater desecration of Shabbos. You think you're saving Shabbos by going and making a demonstration, you're just causing a greater desecration of Shabbos because the police have to come out and make sure everyone is safe. So he begins by explaining, now when this occurred in Hamodiyah, so in Gimel Sivan of Tashin Mem Vav, there were letters from Rav Yashiv signed by Rav Zilberstein explaining that the Hafganot should take place. He said that it was proper to make public demonstrations on behalf of Shabbos. This discussion regarding Hafganot and demonstrations on Shabbos was picked up in the Kovetz Tchumen, which is published by Tzomet in Chelek Zayin, and they have many articles by Rabbanim discussing whether there should be demonstrations on Shabbos or not. But that's not our topic, perhaps for another time. So he cites a comment of the Maharil Diskin in the Kuntras Achron, his Chuvos, in Simen Kuf Mem Hei, who says that a person is not responsible to spend money to prevent someone, to not keep someone from violating an Avera. Meaning you don't have to spend money that you don't have to violate Lifnei Iver for somebody else. What's his proof? The Gemara in Bav Metzia Pei Ches says that an owner, discussing the halacha, that an owner is not allowed to prevent his workers from taking food, right? There's a prohibition in the Torah, lo sachsam shor b'disho, you can't keep your ox from eating while it's working, that's cruel. You're also not allowed to keep your workers from eating while they're working in the field, right? If you have a worker who's spending 10 hours in the field picking strawberries, and you tell him you can't have a single strawberry, so that's cruel and unusual punishment. That's not fair. He has to have something while he's eating. So this applies to humans as well. So the Gemara thinks, and this is a violation of lo sachsam shor b'disho, keeping the animal from eating. So the Maharil asks, why don't we tell the worker that he should be mochel, that he doesn't want to eat, and therefore he's mochel, if he says that I don't mind if I don't eat, then it will keep the owner from being violating lo sachsam shor b'disho, and he won't violate lifnei iver. Meaning, why don't we put the onus on the worker and say, you should give up your rights, and therefore if you've given your rights, you won't cause the owner to violate that he's keep muzzling you from eating. So the Maharil says, it's clear that, we don't say this idea, that a person who's going to lose out on money is not responsible to give up that money in order to save somebody else. We see it's not my achrai, it's not my responsibility to save you from doing an avera when I'm not doing anything wrong. So this argument was used by Rav Yashiv to say that the hafganot are a form of hamadas hadas. We are upkeeping the sanctity of Shabbos. We're making a statement that there shouldn't be chil Shabbos, and therefore that the public domain is not lost to chil Shabbos. And he says the hafganot should take place because it's not my achrayis to make sure that you don't have to come out. So the Shaar HaTzion says that the minhag of going to the kever of Rashbi on Lag BaOmer is a centuries-old minhag found in the Kisvei Arizal, and going to Meron is the benefit of the mispalim. It raises ruchnias, tefillos, things like that. And therefore, why shouldn't they go? Nobody told the security to come out. And he says, I'm not causing the security to come out. He says, if I'm going to Meron, I could care less if the police come or if they don't. Honestly, I could care less if the ambulance comes or not. I just want to go spend a Shabbos there. It's not my concern whether I want those things to be there. I'm going to go, they say. The people who are going to Meron are going regardless if there are security or ambulances or anything like that.
But then they have a heart attack. They want somebody there.
That's true that they want it there. Maybe in retrospect they would want somebody there. But the people who go to Meron for Shabbos are going whether or not the facilities are there to take care of them. That's not stopping them. The people, for Lamashal, the people who are going to Uman, you know, right when it started, before it was a big thing, there was no facility set up for them. There was nothing waiting for them. They were going because they wanted to be there. Is it nice that there's stuff there and now it turns into a tourist attraction? 100%. But they're going regardless. It's not part of my directive whether I'm going or not. It's they're going to be there. So he says, he quotes from a tshuva from Rav Moshe in Yoredei and Aleph Beis regarding renting a wedding hall to people who are going to dance inappropriately in the wedding hall. there's going to be mixed dancing, things like that. So do I not have to rent out the hall to them if I know there's going to be a lack of tznius in the wedding hall? Is that my responsibility? So Rav Moshe says it's not lifnei iver. Why? Because I'm not handing them anything that's usser. It's only lifnei iver with the nazir, right, with the person who can't drink wine, if I take the cup of wine that's usser to him and I give it to him. This is isser for him and I put it in his hand. It's only lifnei iver when I take something that's usser and I hand it to you. But a wedding hall is not something that's usser. A wedding hall is parav. You can do whatever you want there. So says Rav Moshe, when you hand over the wedding hall to the people who are going to use it, that's not my responsibility. I'm handing them something that's perfectly fine and kosher. And they're misusing it. That's not lifnei iver. It's not my responsibility to make sure they use it properly when I gave them the right thing.
Don't some hechsherim won't certify a place if there's mixed dancing? Or...
That's their prerogative in their vad hatznius. But on regarding the laws of lifnei iver, Rav Moshe says, it's certainly not nikar adin. Mm-hmm. I hear the statement, but that might be a community decision. But it's certainly not the halacha over here. So since the ikar hadavar isn't usr, says Rav Moshe, it's not a problem lifnei iver. He quotes the Ritva who says the same thing. And therefore he says, in the case of Lag Omer, when I go up to Meiron on Shabbos, I'm not handing anything usr to the police. I'm just going to Meiron. I'm not doing anything that's handing them something that's prohibited. They're coming on their own because that's what they're told to do. So he concludes as follows. He says, halacha lemaisa, it's not lifnei iver, but we should still try to limit the amount of Chilul Shabbos. And he says, therefore, you should postpone the lighting of the bonfire until later. Who lights the bonfire in Meiron? The Bayana Rebbe, American-born Hasidic Rebbe, who's now leading thousands of Hasidim Eretz Yisrael. So the Bayana Rebbe, the Bayana Hasidim have been in charge of this for a very long time. So he says they should postpone the lighting of the bonfire until way after Shabbos. So that it shouldn't be that it's happening right then and there, a later time of Motzei Shabbos. And he also asks that the population should not travel to Meiron on a Motzei Shabbos, so there won't be a greater need for Chilul Shabbos. In a letter attached at the end of the Tshuva by Rav Zalman Nechemya Goldberg, so he adds that the bonfire should not be on Motzei Shabbos at all. You can light it during the day. It can also be a bonfire during the day. And in addition, the tzibur should be told not to travel to Meiron for Shabbos. And he says we find there are many, many important mitzvos that are postponed to prevent Chilul Shabbos. Why should this be any different? If we tell you not to sound the shofar on Shabbos, if we tell you not to say Dal Minim on Shabbos because we're so concerned about Chilul Shabbos, then shouldn't we also be concerned about Chilul Shabbos when it comes to Lag BaOmer? Lag BaOmer certainly not rise to the occasion of shofar and lulav, correct? So he says, in that case, we should also be careful. What's the big deal, he says? So you push off to the next day and have the festivities during the daytime. And he says, this will be a greater zechus for Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai will be happier with us and be a greater melech yosha for us when we prevent Chilul Shabbos and keep people from violating Shabbos. And he says, this will help Klal Yisrael out even greater. I don't know exactly what the policy is. I don't know who won out in this debate. I don't know what they do in Motzei Shabbos. I'm sure it's easy to find out. But this was Rav Zalman Nechemya Goldberg's concern, saying, what's the big deal? So you do it during the day, and you'll push the festivities off till Sunday morning. One last tshuva, very, very quickly. There's a tshuva called Madana Yontif. So in Chelek Aleph and Siman and Dalet, he discusses the halachos that pertain to somebody who wants to spend Shabbos in their car, because they're going to Meiron for Shabbos because Lag BaOmer falls Motzei Shabbos. What are they going to say? They're going to live in their car. So what can you do in your car on Shabbos? And what are the parameters if you want to spend Shabbos in your car? Maybe it's a bigger car. I don't know if it's like a Toyota Camry. Hopefully it's like something bigger maybe. But he just says it's a car. Maybe it's a larger type of car. And he discusses there, but that's not really a Lag BaOmer type question. That's more of a Shabbos in your car type question. But we can discuss that for another time.